Bava Kamma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, 3-6. More of the same. We have people colliding into one another, but here we're talking about colliding into each other, like, you know, banging their heads together as opposed to their stuff getting banged into each other. Shnaim Shayu Mahalchin Bereshus HaRabim. You have two guys walking in the Bereshus HaRabim, and they're going about their business in a way that's acceptable. They're walking as they should. They don't see each other, like at a blind corner, let's say, and they crash into each other and bang each other's heads. So then the din will be, I'm skipping a few words at the end, it'll be Shneim Baturin. They're both exempt. Why? Because each one has a right to walk, and no one saw the other one. No one acted irresponsibly, and therefore, since each one could be blamed as much as the other one, there's no liability. Worth pointing out that if they did see each other, and then they just, you know, collided to each other, then the rule is adam mu'ud la'olam, and therefore there would be an obligation to each one to pay the other one based on the damages that they inflicted. Now, the next case, the Mishnah says, echad ratz ve'echad mahalich. If one guy's running and one guy's walking, so then also it's going to say v'hiziku zebetzeh, they crash into each other. Again, they'll be pater. Hold that thought. Oshayu shneim ratzim, or even if both of them are running, and they hiziku zebetzeh, they crash into each other. Again, pater, and they're exempt. So the third case, where they're both running, here again, we assume they don't see each other. Now, the guy who's running is actually breaking the rules of normal usage of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore actually he did act irresponsibly and he should be liable for his actions. The problem is both of them are running. So both are equally responsible for the bad irresponsible behavior which is causing this injury to occur. And therefore, since both have caused it, again, it's like two people crashing each other. If they didn't see each other, so then both will be exempt. If they did see each other, but they crashed anyways, then Adam Mu'ud La'olam, each one will have to pay damage the other one because they both, you know, participated. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Now, the middle case is one guy's running and one guy's walking. But the Gemara points out, you can't explain this Mishnah in a normal way because if one guy's walking, so he has his rights to walk there. If the other guy runs into him, so he, the runner, was the irresponsible one, and certainly he's responsible for damages. So why would the Mishnah say he's putter? So the Mishnah says, we're talking about a very specific case. The case is happening on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos' onset, and there people are allowed to be running around and expect to be running around because Shabbos is coming at any moment, and they have things to do to get things ready for Shabbos. Okay? So amazingly, we have a tradition that people are expected and can be expected to be rushing at the last moments, as I'm sure you're aware in your own Shabbos experience. And therefore, on Erev Shabbos, people run, and they're allowed to run. That's a normal usage of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos coming in. And that being the case, he's not acting irresponsibly. And if he doesn't see the other person, he'll be putter, he'll be exempt. Now, there is a bit of a discussion in the Rishonim and down to the Poskim. If we're talking about specifically like getting ready to do Shabbos mitzvahs, I don't know what, you know, you need to get your, the various mitzvahs that have to be done for Shabbos, you know, I don't know what, you're running to get your house in order for Shabbos and get your Kiddush cups or set your table or something like that. That's all part of the Shabbos prep. That'd be in the getter of the mitzvah. The Rambam says, even if you're just, you know, you have a business deal to close, and everyone knows, listen, Shabbos is coming, you better close your business deal now. So it's not for Shabbos at all, it's not a mitzvah, but just for the business deal. The Rambam says even that is there a legitimate reason to be running through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim close to Shabbos, and therefore, similarly, he would be exempt. Okay, so that's a bit of a machlokas, and the Shulchan Aruch actually brings both of those, so it's not final. At all events, this applies specifically to the Erev Shabbos when people can be expected and expecting this kind of rushing around behavior. But it doesn't apply to other mitzvahs, meaning if on a Tuesday afternoon you just have some great mitzvah to do, you have a Leviah to rush to or something, or a wedding to rush to, and you run into someone, no, you're fully responsible because you're not entitled to run on a Tuesday afternoon even to do a mitzvah. But on Erev Shabbos, everyone's expecting it. There is this allowance, and therefore, if you didn't see the person and it's an accident, if you're running, that's considered to be acceptable and the usage of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore you would be pater.